We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're beginning the Shaar HaYira. We're on page Kuf Yud Aleph. We finished discussing the concept of Das, and he discussed all the different aspects of knowledge and faith and truth. And now we're beginning a whole new section in the book focused on Yira, what we might translate as fear. Adonenu Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Amar. Our master Moshe, our teacher, peace be upon him, said, "Vata Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha shoel mimach kim liira." What does God want of you? Moshe asks the Jewish people. All God asks is that you should fear Him. Uvanavim katuv leimor, and in the prophets it says in Jeremiah, "Shimuna zot am sechal ve'en lev." Listen here, you foolish nation who has no heart. Einaim laim velo yiru. You have eyes, but you don't see. Oznaim laim velo yishmau. They have ears, but they don't hear. Ha'oti lo tirau. Are you really not going to have fear of me, God says? Imi panai lo tachilu, won't you tremble before me? V'ne'emar, and the verse says in Tehillim, Reishit chochma yirat Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is to be a God-fearing person. And the verse says in Mishlei, Yirat Hashem reishit da'at. Fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. V'amarod, and you have a further verse in Ecclesiastes and Koheles, Sof davar hakol nishma. Bottom line, King Solomon says, everything's been heard, but et Elokim yirav et mitzvotav shemo ki ze kol ha'adam. The essence of man is to be a God-fearing person and watch the mitzvos. Uvagmaran, the Talmud says, en lo lakadosh baruch hu bolamo ala otzar shel yirat shemayim bilvad. You want to know what God has in this world? All God has is a storage of the fear of heaven. Damru od, and the Talmud tells us further, in Yuma, machliz Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai used to announce, Rabbi Yanai was the teacher of Rabbi Yochanan, the compiler of the Jerusalem Talmud, was Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe was Rabbi Yanai. He used to announce, Chaval al delet leidalta v'tara leidalta avid. Woe to a person who doesn't have a home, but he makes a door for a home. Ken osek b'torah v'en bo yirat shamayim. That's the way a person who deals in Torah, but does not have the fear of heaven. So he's dealing with the door, but he doesn't have the home. So we have to explain what is the essence of the fear of heaven, what is the quality, what is its function, where does it come from, where is it going to, all aspects of this concept, fear of heaven. What are we talking about? So we begin. Perek Rishon, first chapter. Inyan ha'ira, the concept of fear, what does it mean? Humidat echacham. That is the trait of a wise person, asher ba'u nivdal me'aksil. This is what discerns between the wise and the foolish. Kema'amar, as the verse says, chacham yare v'sal mera. The wise man knows to be concerned and distances himself from that which is bad. Uchsin mitaber u'boteach. But the fool, he keeps going and he's confident and everything's going to be okay, don't worry about it. So what he's telling us, fear is a factor of wisdom. If you're smart, you know to be concerned. You know to be scared. If you're stupid, you have nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. What? King Solomon over here is teaching us a tremendous difference between these two people. Because the wise man, although the wise man is taking the necessary precautions, meaning he said the chacham sal mera, the wise man, he distances himself from anything bad. Nonetheless, im kol zeu yareu pachet tamim, he's still concerned. Vaksil mitaber, and the fool, he goes into a state of danger. So you'd say you're going into a state of danger. At least you should be concerned. No, he does both. Meaning he does both things wrong. The im kol ze botech, and nonetheless, he is confident. Meaning the wise man has both. He avoids the danger and he's still concerned. And it's like, the people who fly down the highway are very often the people who don't put on seatbelts. People who are careful on the highway, they also put on seatbelts. They're doing both. They're taking every precaution not to get into an accident, plus they're wearing the seatbelt. So that's chacham yare, the wise man is concerned. V'sal mera, he's also distancing himself from harm. He does both. He stays away from harm and he's concerned and he tries to protect himself even extra. Ki ze midat ha'kesil. Because the fool, he's flying down the highway without a seatbelt. So that's the nature of a fool. To be like an animal going down a hill. He's not worried about the rebuke of the masses or the wise men. Doesn't bother listening to what they have to say. And there's no such concept as fear of God before him. Until something bad happens. Then he realizes, hey, God's punishing me. And then he hears the thunderous causes of everything that's happening to him. Ashozeu davar tivi, it's a kol ba'al chai, shefchidenu davar ha'mik v'amazik oto, that the truth is, the nature of all living organisms is that something that damages them scares them. Ki gama be'ema v'achaya bevoa l'mayim, because even an animal, when it approaches water, he mitpachedet lalechet bahim. It's worried, it doesn't want to cross a river. And when an animal finds that it has to cross a moving stream, it realizes the danger, and it watches its footing, and it goes slowly, it knows how to take precautions. Ozulat me'advarim ha'mitragshim, or other things that can be dangerous, asher zot hayta mechamlat borei hakol yitbarach. Out of God's mercy, He gave us a nature to be worried about something dangerous. Latet hargasha al ba'alei ha'chaim lefachet pachad mipnei ha'mashchit chiyuto. God gave us a gift, and He instilled in us this concept of fear of that which can take our lives. The zebra knows to be scared of the lion. It doesn't need to go to class in order to learn about it. God instilled in the nature of living organisms that they are scared of that which can kill them. So that there's some remnant so that people can get away with their lives. So that people can try to save their lives. So this feeling causes a few things. Okay, so these are terms, it's hard to translate each one. Fear, shivering, awe, trembling, shuddering, worrying, concern. Vehem chinot chalukot, and there are different aspects of reaction to danger, kefi kirvat ara alam kabel, depending on how close the harm is. Meaning, if the cause of harm is closer, so then we have one reaction. If the cause of harm is more distant, we have a different reaction. We're not scared yet of what's going to be in Iran. We're worried about what's going to be with Iran. There are different reactions we have to different levels of danger. And the truth is that every living organism has this capacity to imagine the bad as it is approaching to come, aside from the sensing of the bad that actually does happen. God gave us the capacity to envisage that which is about to happen and worry and take care to protect ourselves. So now that we're about to talk about Yir'ah, look at the beautiful way the Magen Midovna sets it up. He says, good, we want to talk about fear of God, but let's first analyze what is fear. So he begins by saying the trait of a wise man is that he knows to be scared. A fool doesn't take precautions and he's not scared. He's confident until something bad happens. And he says every living organism was given this capacity to be scared, to have fear, and that's part of what keeps them alive. There are different levels of fear depending on how close and imminent the danger is. But at the end of the day, part of being a wise person is to be able to be concerned about that which can happen, and that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time. Okay, we're in the middle of a story.